Let us pray. Dear Lord, on this Christmas Eve, you are due praise and thanks for several reasons. Number one, you had the master plan to send your only begotten Son into the earth so that earthlings could experience his grace, his mercy, his love, and ultimately, oh God, his salvation. We thank you for the advent, the arrival of Jesus Christ onto planet Earth. Thank you for that. And then, oh God, secondly, we praise you because this has been a long year. It's been a trying year, filled with all kinds of things that could easily cause us stress and anxiety, depression, concern, in fact, oh God, even worry. But you have brought us through all of these months, and now we are in the last month of the year, and we praise you, and we give you the glory. We didn't get through this year unscathed. We felt the pains of life. We experienced the trials of life, the troubles of life, but our testimony is through it all you brought us through, and we give you praise for that. And dear God, whatever time this prayer catches up to this person, we realize that it could be entering into difficult situations and circumstances. And so, God, we just pray for this person that your power would be made known, not eventually, oh God, but immediately. May they feel your presence and may they have the assurance of knowing you are right there with them. And we lift up, God, those who are experiencing a difficult Christmas this year. So many things have caused it not to be a merry occasion. But, oh God, I just pray for them now as I lift them up to you, that you would just be with them and that you, Father, would give them the ability to smile and even to laugh and to breathe. Oh God, to exhale, we just give you praise and glory, and we ask, oh God, for you to do this for them. I pray, Heavenly Father, that the hopeless would receive hope, that the bowed down heads, oh God, would be lifted, that the troubled hearts and mind would be eased and would experience your peace. Dear God, I'm just asking for you to do that for this person, and if they're having any kind of health challenges or changes, oh God, I lift them up to you now, and I pray that you would stabilize their health. I pray that you would heal them. I pray, Heavenly Father, if there's any kind of disease or discomfort that is trying to slip in, to cause concern for this person, oh God, I pray that you would shut it down. In fact, I stand on every instance of healing and every instance, oh God, of deliverance in your word that you gave us and told us to trust and hold on to. And I shut down now in the name of Jesus any kind of disease, any kind of infection, any kind of bacteria, fungi, whatever it is, oh God, that is trying to invade this person's body. And along with that, oh God, we shut down the devil and all demonic activities right now in the name of Jesus. Give this person, oh God, a good day. Give them, oh God, a good rest of the week. May they think upon you, Father, and know that everything is going to be all right because your word is true. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you today, and happy Christmas Eve to you. And we hope that you are doing okay and that you are all right. That's my prayer and that's my hope and concern for you. And if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have not understood the essence of what Christmas is all about. Jesus came so that you could receive him. And after having received him, you can go back to be with him when time is over and shall be no more. Would you accept Jesus Christ today as your personal Savior? All you have to do is acknowledge that you need him. Believe that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God, that he died and rose again after 3 days. And that after having confessed him as your personal savior, you will be saved. And you can do that. If you can do that, it is simple. It's ABC. And salvation will be yours for all of eternity. I hope I get a chance to meet you on this side of the river, proverbially speaking. But if not, I look forward to meeting you on the other side of the river. God bless you. I love you. And this is Pastor C. Ramont Morris of the Bethel Baptist Church of Brooklyn, New York. Please don't allow for this meditated moment to fade into oblivion and not get its maximum use. Could you send it to someone else who you think would be helped by it? Thank you. Love you. Take care. Bye-bye.